Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Yeah!
Everybody, it's Amanda Bones.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, Amanda's birthday edition. Also, shout out to The Rock, because his birthday is May 2nd. He's also a Taurus.
We just and love Tauruses here.
We fucking are all about Tauruses here. And then Kushida has the same birthday as me. So happy birthday, Kushida.
Amanda's birthday twin.
My birthday twin. I'm really happy that I have a wrestling birthday twin. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's more out there.
Maybe.
But I feel like you have to look them up individually. If you look at, if you just like Google May, like wrestling May birthdays, weird shit pops up.
Yeah. Just like things that aren't actually wrestling.
Yeah. So it's hard. I should just pull the rosters from every company and start looking up birthdays.
Yeah. Get on it. Yeah, it's Amanda's birthday week. Happy almost birthday.
I will be older than dirt this year.
I'm not far behind you, so please.
That's true. I'll pave the way into over the hill status. I'm not even going to be that old. I'm going to be 34, but it just feels like slowly but surely my 20s are getting further and further away.
Creeping closer to those 40s.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. Agreed. So it'll be fun. We'll see how it goes. We're gonna meet up, which will be nice.
Yes, yes. Thankfully, I mean, I love being vaccinated, but yeah, I'm gonna take Amanda out for dinner.
It's Why really fun. Can I tell everybody that when we say you're gonna take me out for dinner, it means we're gonna meet at a Chick-fil-A parking lot and eat in your car?
Yeah, you're literally going to jump into my car, we're gonna go through the drive-thru, and then we're going to sit in someone's car and eat Chick-fil-A.
Basically, it's like the most fun time ever.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even like open up the back and sit in the back. Like we just stay in our seat.
Just sit in the front seat. Like, yeah. And last time I think we sat there for like 3 hours or something.
Serious. It was a while. Yeah, we were there for a minute.
Yeah, we needed to talk and giggle and like, yeah.
Just catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we text each other every day, it's different.
Well, it was also pre-podcast, so we weren't like FaceTiming each other constantly.
That's true. That was super fun. You're like the only person I can hang out with for hours on it.
Same.
Because we know how to be quiet, but with each other.
Yes, yes.
It's important. So today's episode's my birthday episode, and we covered Mankind versus The Rock at Royal Rumble 1999.
And this takes place very locally.
Texas, right?
No, dude, it was at the Anaheim Pond.
What?
Yeah, the pond is now what we call it. It was called the Arrowhead Pond for the longest time.
God, I miss when it was the Arrowhead Pond. Now it's the Honda Center.
That was my first concert. Oh, no, just kidding. That was my first rock concert.
Where the fuck? My first concert was Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, that always kills me.
Don't remember. I feel like it's very on brand for me. Because I'm just into horrible shit.
Yeah.
Not that Gloria Estefan's horrible, but like definitely an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
I don't know anybody who's been like, yes, I'm getting tickets to Gloria Estefan.
No, I can't imagine anybody younger than 55 is excited to see Gloria Estefan.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Very briefly, I have to mention it because I find it to be freaking hilarious. In our lovely podcast network chat that we have. So I know that Mick Foley is Mick space Foley, but for whatever reason, I was straight up spelling it Mick Foley. Like it was all one last name. So it was like MC.
Yeah. MC
Foley. MC Foley. And then like my favorite part is that Mikey was like, wait a minute, do you mean Mick space Foley? And I was like, fuck. Yeah, that's totally who I mean. I just don't know how to fucking spell.
Half the time I'm like, let's leave Amanda alone. She's at work. She's a busy woman. No, let's leave Amanda alone.
Let's leave Amanda alone because she's just hanging on by a thread with how much I have going on. But yeah. I feel like it was a great way to abbreviate it.
You got your point across. Everyone knew who you were talking about.
Everybody knew who I was talking about. So really, I feel like I'm just doing God's work.
Also, this is now 2 for 2 for Amanda on names. So Jesus. Actually, no, there's been so much more.
So many more.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at names in real life, too. You have to tell me your name like 10 times before it fucking slides into the memory bank.
As I was literally saying that, I was like, oh, yeah, you called him Cesaro.
I did call him Cesaro. Can I tell you, though, that my favorite thing ever is that Rollins called him Cesaro, and I fucking died laughing.
You were affirmed by Seth Rollins.
It's probably not the best person to be affirmed by, but it did feel very fantastic knowing somebody else fucked up that name. He did it intentionally, but
yeah,
whatever. It's still good.
Anyway, so yeah, this is a match that happened. I weirdly remember this match. I think, funny enough, I was going to say I checked it out because library. No, I rented it from a video store when it came out on VHS.
Wow.
Because I was poor and could not afford pay-per-views. It was one of those things like, oh, it's okay, it's out. Like now, you know, fucking 6 months later, let's see what everyone's talking about.
Well, and back in the day, you couldn't even get your parents to pay for a pay-per-view. Like mine would have been like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Seriously. So yeah, it was one of those things like, okay, you can rent it for $1 at the dollar at the video store and we'll just call it a night. And that's your rental for the weekend. So
yep. You only get one. Better make it worth it.
And it was usually Empire Records for me.
I don't even know. Mine was always like whatever the next scary movie was. Mm. The first scary movie I ever watched by myself was The Blair Witch Project, and it still haunts me.
That was my first scary movie.
Aww, we're scary movie twins.
Yeah, that one's
that movie terrifies me. Not like, so like the entire fucking movie is pretty meh, but the fucking ending ruined my life.
Yeah.
Me it was too. Not cool beans. I don't want to tell everybody the ending just in case you haven't seen it, but I mean,
it's over 20 years old.
Okay, so basically if you haven't seen the Blair Witch Project right now, it's on you, and I am not ruining anything. You've had time.
Yes.
Oh my god, just like the whole like she puts one in the corner while she murders the one, and then like she'll grab the one out of the corner. Like, oh my fucking god. And I think the reason why this scared me so bad is because standing in the corner was one of my father's favorite disciplinary tactics. So I feel like childhood trauma just came alive in the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, it was just like amplified, like, oh, so now, you know, it's a punishment and the fact you get to see your friends die or hear them die.
Yeah, it's amazing how these things manifest themselves.
Yeah, no, I don't fuck with Blair Witch Project. I watched it home. I was home alone, or maybe like my mom was home, but she was in her room and I was in our living room at the time. I had a really messed up living situation and I don't want to get into that, but
no, basically
someone could come home at any point.
And yes.
I was in the living room watching this, completely dark. Of course, because, you know, set the mood for scaries. So totally dark. And the way this room was set up was like the living room led into the kitchen, but the kitchen was really long.
Yes, it was.
And I remember it was like towards the end and my mom out of her room and I didn't hear her because the volume was up. And my mom wears like fucking nightgowns. So she looked really creepy because she's like got this white nightgown on and I just like briefly saw her out of the corner of my eye walk.
Oh my God.
Into the kitchen and I screamed so loud and she just started laughing. But my mom's notorious for trying to scare you too. Or like my mom's just into pranks. So
she's so into pranks.
I partly still to this day think it's her fault and that she was it was totally planned by her.
Oh,
the shit out of me. So yeah. And I don't like scary movies since then.
I'm so sorry. It although Blair Witch Project terrified me, I'm like, give it all to me now.
I like those movies that are more like it's scarier because you don't know what's going on, like you can't see it, so your mind just starts going nuts like, oh shit, like what is actually happening.
All right, you like a psychological thriller. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah,
I will take any and all scary movies, please send them my way. I don't even know how we started talking about this. So anyways, back to wrestling.
Oh, renting movies.
That's right. Oh. Renting.
Side note. Me and Amanda have already talked for like
an hour. Half hour. We ate salads.
Yeah, we ate dinner together through video chat.
It was actually very sweet.
Right. So we're just, you know, into our
sick one
already. I guess. I don't know what I'm saying.
I think that's true. We are pretty groovy right now. Okay. Back to the match. So I got to watch this from the beginning. So I got to see everybody's entrances. It's an I quit match, which I freaking love I quit matches because it's like, who's going to say the words?
Yeah. And then my ding dong moment was not knowing what an I quit match was until last year. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know what an I quit match was until like last year. I think I've talked about this before, but basically I thought that they had to quit wrestling forever.
That's right. I vaguely remember. That's okay. I thought the fucking lights out match meant that the lights were going to be turned off.
True. We all have our moments.
And I bet everybody has thought these things and they're too ashamed to admit it.
But we're here to tell you, hey, come tell us the thing that you thought was a thing, but it wasn't that thing.
We would love to hear about it.
Yes. This Royal Rumble itself was fucking insane.
There was a lot going on. There was a lady wrestler in like a thong bodysuit, which was a very interesting outfit choice.
I think that was the look for the time.
I think that you're right. They did like a recap on why Mick Foley and The Rock had beef. And then they started showing, because Mick Foley was like, I am the fucking king of these matches.
Yeah.
You're not going to fucking beat me. And then they showed all of the gnarly matches Mick Foley has.
And he's such a precious little angel that you're like, Mick Foley, sir.
I'm just so, how can such a sweet man be so into brutality?
Also, his wife must be a goddamn saint.
Seriously. Do you think maybe this is her kink?
No, I really don't, because that's what you find out in fucking Beyond the Mat. This is absolutely her nightmare. Like, she doesn't like it.
Oh, well, she's a saint for sticking around then, because it's fucking gnarly.
Gnar. At this point, The Rock had kind of joined Vince in this whole, like, the corporation thing.
Yes.
And I feel it was like, oh, like the hoodlums against the corporation. And I forgot The Rock did this. Like, I was having such intense flashbacks of like, oh shit, I remember when he kind of turned into like, instead of the people's elbow, is the corporate elbow, and like just,
oh
like,
my god,
like that. And so I remember like Steve Austin and Vince McMahon were like going back and forth like crazy, and this was a huge kickoff because later in this Royal Rumble when it was like, okay, so it was Vince McMahon wins the Royal Rumble, like
always.
But there was something like The Rock refused to wrestle the winner of Royal Rumble because he wanted to like keep his belt or something. I'm saying this all wrong. Let me find it. Because it was really interesting.
Oh, Vince was supposed to fight somebody and he backed out.
Yeah, Vince, the next day on Raw, Vince gave The Rock his $100,000 bounty for eliminating Austin in the Royal Rumble. And then he officially forfeited his title shot at WrestleMania. That's the first time a Royal Rumble winner, so Vince, basically, said he wasn't going to do it, and so that The Rock wouldn't have to defend his championship against Vince McMahon. So basically, he kind of was just like, oh, here, like, I forfeit. But it came out, like, they fucking Shawn Michaels came out and was like, that's fucking bullshit, dog. And was like, guess what? If you, according to the rules, if you forfeit, it goes to the runner-up of the Royal Rumble to get the match.
Ooh.
Against The Rock. Ooh. And that was fucking Steve Austin.
Oh shit.
So like the whole thing backfired. Anyway, yeah,
that's fucking funny.
But it's so interesting. I'm like, fuck man, they were really playing mind games back then.
I feel like they still do that in some, but like in weirder, more fucked up ways.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay. So yes,
I forgot. I can't. Okay, so I know that The Rock was a wrestler, but I'm so used to just seeing him as an actor now that I forgot sort of where his roots are, as in some of The Rock's catchphrases.
Oh yeah, and there's
I think
good
I
ones.
Got to, oh, dude, I think I got to hear all of them in this match. Jabroni, mm-hmm. always a favorite.
Yes,
always. Candy ass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this is an insult, but it sounds terrible when The Rock says it. Like, I don't want to be called a candy ass by The Rock. I feel like that wouldn't make me feel nice.
Yeah.
Know your role.
And shut your mouth.
Know your role and shut your mouth, which I feel like I want to start adopting and saying frequently to, I have like a whole list of people that I feel could take this advice.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is by far the most ridiculous one, and I'm not going to do it in The Rock voice. If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah. Yes.
Stop it right now. My favorite part is this man multiple times throughout this match randomly started sniffing the air. Like, you look like a fucking crazy person, bud.
One of my favorites that you missed.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't matter what you think.
How did I not fucking hear that one?
Yeah. I also love when he says, finally, The Rock has come back to insert your city here.
I forgot like how much of a character The Rock was. Holy dude, shit.
So good. Like, and now you see why he went on to do like what he did. That man is fucking charismatic as shit. Like,
he's so charismatic.
And he felt so young in this, but he was young, but like he had still been wrestling for even longer before this. And it was just like, damn, Brock, like so good.
Scotty and I randomly went down a Royal Rumble YouTube hole a couple weekends ago. So we just like put a random Royal Rumble on and then it just like continued to play old ones. So one of the ones from like the very early 90s had The Rock before he was The Rock. It was like Rocky something da 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 da, and he looked like such a baby.
Yeah. Yes.
I was blown away. And he had like a light blue outfit on, which was so odd.
But yeah, like just charismatic as fuck. And then, my God. Yeah, just a baby.
I hate his fucking outfit for this.
Well, listen.
What is with that t-shirt? It's this, like that t-shirt was like like short and wide.
I think that's
and like it almost went to like an off the shoulder moment. It was super, it was odd. It was very odd. And then I kept waiting for him to like, I thought he had like Velcro sweatpants on. So I kept waiting for him to like rip them off, but the moment never happened. So he wrestled in that outfit the whole time.
Yeah. I would have loved to see just some snaps popped. Just
boop, seriously. Boop. It would have fit the character very well.
Cause he used to wear tiny chonies too. I don't know why he wasn't wearing tiny chonies in this one, but
maybe tiny chonies came later.
I don't know. My timeline for
I don't know the Rock timeline either, so
perfect Angel McFoley Mankind. It's so weird calling him Mankind because that's like it triggers some weird thing in my brain where I'm like, this is
not the same person.
It's also like my fucking childhood, so it just feels weird. Anyway, what I was gonna say is, okay, so Vince, being shithead Vince, gave Mankind a match, like a warm-up match, as he put it.
Oh yeah, I saw
earlier in the night, and was on Sunday Night Heat, which I didn't remember, but apparently that was a thing, against this giant man named Mabel.
Yeah, beautiful name.
Yes,
for a giant man.
Yes,
so perfect.
He had another name and I cannot for the life of me remember. I'm so sorry, it started with a V or something. Anyway,
Vector. No, I'm kidding.
I don't think it was Vector.
I'm kidding.
Great wrestler name though.
What is on Mick Foley's tie?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I was trying to find out, like, but there isn't like a, because it's all like cockeyed or whatever, I couldn't get like a good image of what's on his tie. And then I started to wonder, like, do you change your tie every time? Do we wear the same tie?
Wait. I think I can see it. Hang on.
Okay. You get a good look and you let me know what's there.
What? This one has Kane on it.
Shut the hell up.
It's like a painted picture of Kane.
This is amazing. And way to support your homies.
Like some other people. I can't tell who. The picture's really not that great, but I can fully make out Kane.
That's fucking awesome.
And then the other one, it's too far away.
Oh, that's okay. At least we know that this match's tie was Kane, which is fucking hilarious.
It looks like Kane to me. I could be wrong. Or maybe this is from another match, but he seems to wear ties with people's faces on them.
Interesting. I'm for it. Especially like wearing ties of other wrestlers. I think that's super fun.
Just adorable.
He's so perfect. Perfect sweet baby angel. So it kicks off fairly quickly.
Can I say one thing before we get into like it. How it kicks off? The Rock was very wet.
Oh my God. I said, why is he already so sweaty?
He was so wet, and he was so wet for a man with such short hair to be that wet.
I wonder if he just like dumped a water bottle on himself.
Maybe. This is also Anaheim in like January, so it's not that hot.
It's not. Did he do like pre-workout and he's just like sweating out the pre-workout?
Oh my God. Yes.
I don't know.
Let's just make it that.
I'm trying to think of all the reasons you would be sweaty. They're not
so wet.
He was super, like super soaker wet.
Mick completely dry.
Dry as the freaking bone. I don't even know if that's a saying. That's a saying, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it kicks off freaking I'm going to keep calling him Mick Foley. Mankind has such great promos. The Rock is like everything with his promos, but like there's just something like kind of nostalgic about Mankind's promos that he cuts. I don't know.
He's just great on the microphone.
I just think I love him.
Like, I was just going to say, and we just really love Mick Foley, Mankind, Cactus Jack. Like, we don't care what variation. We just love this man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how could you not? Absolutely. How could you not? Come on.
Yeah, really. Like, he's amazing. So, I have a note that says hit with the microphone, but I don't remember who hit who with the microphone at first. I think McFoley hit the rock, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was fun. I love a good beating off of a microphone, which I don't know if everybody knows this. Microphones are kind of heavy. Did I just say beating off? Okay, I might be turning 34 on Wednesday, but I am 100% totally still a fucking 12-year-old boy.
I was the one who had deer eyes at you because I couldn't believe that you said
it. Ashley straight froze when she heard it.
There's no moving on from that. I have to acknowledge that it happened. Yeah.
So, not going to put those words together again. Or at least I'll try not to. Somehow they end up out of the ring and The Rock flings McFoley into the freaking stairs.
Yeah, that was actually when you heard that thought, I was like,
bleh. It was bad. I drew really bad. I gotta send you a picture of what I drew next to that. It's two really big eyeballs with really big pupils.
because
the noise was just gnarly.
when the rock says, you can, he says to Mankind, you can kiss my ass, and it made me laugh so hard.
There were a couple of really great moments on the mic for this.
Yeah, because he's like, say it, Rock, say you want to quit, you can kiss my ass.
You can kiss my ass. Oh my, The Rock is so fucking extra in this match. He goes over to the announcer table, takes one of their headsets, yeah, and starts just chatting. It was amazing.
Sings in this match.
This was so good. Oh my God. I know it's 1999. I am aware of that solely based on some of the hairstyles and outfits I'm seeing. But fucking let me tell you how hard I laughed when the woman that was standing at the barrier pulled out her fucking camera, like a straight up film camera, and started taking pictures.
Yeah.
I lost it. And then I saw three or four more cameras in the crowd later, and I was losing it every time.
My favorite people in the crowd were that lady with her camera. It was the three dudes all in Austin 316 shirts next to each other.
Yes. Oh my God. They were great.
I was going to mention that I also know that it's 1999 and it's a whole different lifetime ago. So many signs would not be allowed in this day.
No!
The crowd so many signs. Far too much. Again, we have air horns because they're,
that's allowed.
But, oh my God, when they're finally kind of out and they're heading up towards the ramp, when McFoley's walking backwards, towards the ramp, whatever. Then those people threw their signs.
Which I didn't understand. Part of me was like, you spent a lot of time on that, bud. Why are you throwing it?
Especially the colorful one. I think she spent so much time coloring it.
And I'm like, they're not going to sign it and give it back to you right now. You're aware, right?
Yeah. I mean,
was that the goal?
Mankind might bleed on it a little bit, but.
Good luck getting it back, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That seemed odd. So I don't, forgive me, I don't know what the Sock's name is. Is it Socko?
Yes, it's Socko.
Okay, so Socko comes out. I'm sorry. God, at least I got it right.
Yeah, you did. Good job.
So Socko comes out, mm-hmm, and then Mankind takes dirty ass Socko and sticks it in the Rock's mouth.
Mandible claw, yes.
Mm-hmm. The mandible claw, which I don't know if anything's ever really considered stealing in wrestling as far as moves go.
Yeah.
But I feel like Britt Baker just totally jacked the fuck out of this.
Oh, you're going to bring her up. I was going to bring up The Fiend.
Ooh. Yes, that one too.
But freaking Bray Wyatt's been doing it forever too, so.
Well, I guess for Britt Baker, it makes sense. She's a fucking dentist, so her hand in your mouth isn't the weirdest thing.
I also don't think it's stealing.
I'm sure it's not. It's all in good faith. But there's only so many moves.
true. But everyone has their own thing. I mean, he had Sako, so.
That's true. He did have Sako. So, dude, as soon as that thing came out, I was so excited. I was like, yeah, let's fucking see what this is going to be about. Yes. Fantastic. These two massive dudes start fighting like in the crowd, and I feel so bad for stadium security. Like those,
oh, could you imagine
those poor people? Oh my God. There was one woman with a really long blonde ponytail, and I felt so bad for her. She was terrified. She didn't know what to do. She was like trying, she's like the size of my thigh. She's like trying to move the crowd back as the fucking Rock's coming. And I'm like, baby girl, you just need to get out of the way. Let it happen. Stand back.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. When they finally get back around to where the announce tables are.
Oh, yes.
And when they get on that Spanish announce table.
Oh.
And they didn't even do anything. They just stood on it.
They just stood on it. And then.
That thing crumbled. Can we please get some Japanese announce team tables in there? Because we need a stronger table.
My favorite part was in the promos, the Rock cut. He was talking about, I'm going to smash him on the English table. Then I'm going to smash him on the Spanish table. And I'm all, bruh, you just sealed your feet, your fate, your feet. You just sealed your feet.
Your feet and your fate.
Your feet and your fate. Because that fucking that table crumbled like a goddamn cracker. But it was insane.
In a brief moment, I think he like, because you can kind of see when they talk to each other a little bit.
Yes.
I think he said like, are you good? Like, are you okay? Because it was so unexpected.
Yeah, they both were just like, oh shit.
Yeah.
From out from under us. Oh my God. Note says, Spanish table couldn't take the weight and said, we're out of here.
We're done.
And then the Rock stands up, grabs one of the announcer's water bottles, and I'm like, oh, he got thirsty. No, he's disgusting. Took a big old fucking amount in his mouth and then spit it at Mick Foley. Nasty.
Yeah, this was, I think, oh my God, this is also the time he grabbed the ring bell and started,
oh my God,
ringing it on his head. And it was just like, no, thank you. And then,
I have questions about the ring bell.
Okay.
So like, obviously it's going to be loud in your ears. So I understand that being like a good fucking tactic.
Yes.
But like you didn't hit like it, the Rock didn't take the ring bell and smash it on Mick Foley. He had the little ring bell hammer and then he like put the ring bell on Mick Foley's head and then hit it with the hand. Like, did that really fucking hurt?
Well, according to Michael Cole, he could burst his eardrum.
Well, yeah, because of the sound.
Yeah, but no, it does nothing. He's just being a dick.
Yeah, it was fucking, dude, the Rock in this match was like prime dickhead status.
Yeah,
it was full, so good.
Full grade like, A asshole.
Totally. Like, I can't even be mad because it's so fucking funny. It was great. So then they start walking around again. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of strolls during this match. It was very interesting. I think it was like their way of taking a break. So they would just like stroll around the arena.
Yeah.
So then they go over to the old school, very expensive equipment, mm-hmm, with like so many cords.
A million cords.
And you can tell all the nerds at the electrical equipment table are terrified that these two behemoths are coming their way.
The technical area.
They were so scared. Those poor people, they were terrified. Thankfully, mm-hmm, the Rock just kind of like smashes Mick Foley's head into like the corner. And that's really the extent of it. But man, they were scared.
There was one dude. He was like full like deer in the headlights. Like, oh my God.
Please don't do it. It was amazing. Oh, and I have a note that the Rock did a smelling face in this moment. Such a creep. Such a creep. I feel like.
No, go ahead.
I have the dumbest thing ever to say. Just, I'm going to preface it. I know this is stupid, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so now in WWE, they have all of these like 3D graphics they throw up on the screen.
Oh, God. Okay.
So I just think about like, sorry, stop laughing. It's so dumb. So I think about, like, if The Rock was around now and he did the smelly face, like, what would they make the graphic that he was smelling?
Oh my god.
Would they make it like a dirty trash pile? Would they make it somebody's chonies, dirty socks? Like,
and my brain was like, I don't know, like a big bowl of chili. Like a turkey with the little smell waves coming off of it.
Smell wave. Turkey. Oh my god, I fucking love you so much. I love that your brain went to a turkey with the smell waves and mine said somebody's fucking chonies.
Oh my god.
This is our best episode yet.
Seriously. Oh, there's just something about McFoley. Okay, but The Rock keeps fucking headbutting him too.
He does.
I don't like that.
There was a lot of brutality. Oh my god. And then The Rock goes and grabs a ladder.
Yes.
Which then gets used against him. Because if you touched it, you're getting it used on you. Somehow the ladder ends up being like leaned against something and they're fucking climbing it.
Yes.
Again, on a stroll around the arena. This is not a sanctioned place to be wrestling.
I went and saw the circus every year for like 10 years at this fucking Ponda Center. I know exactly where they're climbing up, and it's very high up, and that's very scary.
So scary. Oh my god. And then they get like crazy and start punching each other, and then I think The Rock like uppercuts Mankind's junk.
Yeah.
yeah, and then he falls onto like the electrical boxes,
which was very scary but also looked kind of cool.
It looked very cool that they were like sparking and like all of a sudden the lights went out and then they came back on. Like they did a bit, I don't know if that was planned or what, but it looked real good.
Get it together, AEW, 90s WWE.
I will say this, that was terrible pyro, but I fucking love Eddie Kingston so much now. I fucking hated that guy before that night. Like,
you really did. You did not have any.
I did not like Eddie Kingston.
Any love for Eddie Kingston. And then you're like, listen, that man sold the shit out of it. So
that man, you know what? That man puts in fucking work. You didn't bring what you needed to bring to the table, and he still fucking worked for you. Yeah. So he's got a lot. And I just love him with Moxley. They are the most obnoxious fucking group, and I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, can I say that in my notes? Oh, and also Mick was slightly bleeding right before all this happened.
That's true.
My favorite thing was, oh no, just kidding. This is later. Never mind.
Oh, this is later. All right, let's get there. Baby Shane McMahon pops up for a brief moment.
Ew, I know. He looks like such a little geek. I hate him.
He's such a skeez ball. Like, that's never changed. You're just mm-hmm. dripping in gross.
Yeah.
You can't see my face, but it's very bleh.
Yeah.
Bleh. Fucking Shane McMahon. Get the fuck out of here, boss's baby. Ew.
Yes.
I don't know how they ended up back in the ring, but at some point they're back in the ring.
So The Rock kind of throws, or like, he's like holding him on the ground, like kind of tossing him, and Mick's like crawling back to the ring, and he fucking handcuffs him.
Yeah, what the fuck? That was like brutal.
And like not to anything. So I think that makes it worse. Like, oh, I'm handcuffed to a chair or the pole or something. Like, just handcuffed.
Not even like handcuffed with your hands in front of you, where I feel like you could maybe do something with that, but like handcuffed with your hands behind you.
Behind, yeah. Terrifying.
Yeah. My claustrophobia would kick in immediately. Mm-hmm. That would not be a good time.
I also said, like, holy shit, it's behind his back, not even to anything or in front of himself, anything. And there's so many punches and like...
And then he grabs a chair.
Right before he grabs his chair, though, this is where my notes came in, because
okay,
this is my thing that made me laugh. I literally said, he need the rock in the nards.
He certainly did, and it was glorious.
Straight up Nita the dick and just got him. And then the rock cussed a whole bunch after that.
He did.
Because it was beeped.
They caught it in time to beep it.
Yeah. Yeah. So then this is the part I dreaded. Then we get the first chair shot to the head.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of them. I should have counted.
I believe that I think there's 11.
Oh my fucking god.
Which is, if you go after 10, that's a lot.
I feel like even after 3 you should stop.
You're like, 3's enough. We get it.
3's enough.
Please don't kill this man.
But the worst one was Mick Foley had turned around and the rock cracks him upside the backside of his head. And yeah, for whatever reason, that seemed 10 times gnarlier than just like a regular face chair slap.
Because how do you fake that?
Yeah, like, and the whole time he's handcuffed, so he can't put his hand up. Like, tag here, bud, tag here. There's none of that.
Nope. It's straight up headshots.
They are straight up with a chair to his head. I'm hoping the chairs are very light aluminum. I'm sure that's not true, but
it made my tummy hurt, the first one. And then, like, the one you said, the one where he kind of got it upside on the back of his head. Made my tummy hurt.
Yes.
And I thought we'd be done, but we weren't done. And then I think I saw like one of his teeth were missing.
No.
I can't remember what happens in Beyond the Mat if they talk about that. But anyway, there's so many fucking headshots. I don't know how Mick Foley's like a person to this day.
Yeah, like how are you not just kind of a vegetable walking right around?
And like, amazing. Also, your fucking family's watching, sir. Why are you doing this?
It's the whole thing is rough.
they get back out of the ring again.
Can I say that my favorite part is that the ref is just kind of running around with a microphone at all times so that we can catch the I quit?
Yeah. Yeah, he was saying something kind of weird too. He's like, are you gonna say it? What do you say? What do you say? It's just like, ew, I hate that.
Just it was pretty funny.
If they're going to, don't,
yeah, don't force it. The other wrestler can try to force it, but you're the ref.
Yeah,
get out of here.
So then when Mankind is walking up the ramp again, then the Rock is hitting him some more, and I'm like, that's not fucking cool, dog. Like, can you not?
Can you not?
And then, like, I couldn't hit someone in the head with a chair and like feel okay about it.
I'm not gonna say that like I would feel okay about it.
So he got continuously hit in the head with the chair. At this point, I think in what I read, Mick Foley was actually unconscious.
Oh shit.
And when you hear him shout, I quit, it wasn't him.
Oh, somebody did like a fucking, what's it called, ventriloquism stunt.
So what happened was, and then again, I don't know if this is kayfabe. I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not. I don't know what's happening. This is just what goes on in my mind and I have to figure it out. Okay. This is what I have written down because I wanted to remember it.
Okay.
So on the Wikipedia and everything, so what they said is he was unconscious, so you don't hear him say, I quit. It was pre-recorded from a, like a promo. That's why he's like, I quit, whatever. So I don't know if that was kayfabe because he's fucking unconscious. Or if it's like, we're going to play it so we think he's dead or whatever. And so then he's forced, like Vince McMahon goes and like, hey, play this so that he can get out of the match. Or if it was like, oh, play it so that the Rock will win. So like, you know what I mean?
But yeah. I'm
not sure. If anyone knows, please let me know.
Very interesting.
That man is almost fucking dead.
Seriously. I feel like every match with Mick Foley in it, he's near death.
Yeah.
Every time.
It was brutal, but I think the part that was made it more brutal was the fact that he didn't bleed until very late in the match.
Yeah.
And so then you kind of knew the blood was real.
It was definitely real.
Bleeding.
The blood pattern was real. The color was perfect.
Yeah. So, and then when he's like kind of walking out and they get him on the stretcher and then he's like, fuck that. I don't want to be on the stretcher. Like, I want to go and do walk out on my own. That guy has a fucking bucket of water.
There's so many things where I'm like, what do you guys think that's for? Like, what are you going to use that for?
I think they were just dumping it on him just to make sure he's okay. But yeah, I believe he became concussed in this one as well.
Oy.
Later, and I still want you to watch Beyond the Mat, but I will say that the guy who directed and wrote or whatever Beyond the Mat actually made Mick Foley and his wife sit down and watch the footage because he was so disturbed by it. And that led to Foley being like, okay, I can't do that anymore because I can't do that to my wife. Because in Beyond the Mat, it's basically he has the camera on his wife and his two kids. While watching this, and she had to grab them and take them out because they started crying.
Oh,
so it's really, really heartbreaking. But I liked that the director felt like the need to be like, dude, don't fucking kill yourself over this. Like, you can't do this.
And you're great. You don't need to kill yourself.
Right. And so, yeah. Oh man, it was sad.
That's
but anyway,
gnarly.
Anyway.
So Mick Foley quit. The Rock wins.
Yeah.
He's a total jabroni about it.
And The Rock has come out since and said he did get too carried away and they shouldn't have done it the way that they did.
Hmm. So. Well, that's kind of cool to know.
Yeah.
Not helpful now, but
no, not at all. Not I mean
cool to know.
Fucking CTE than probably Mick Foley has. I don't know how he doesn't have a more advanced version of CTE, but
he's hanging on, that's for fucking sure.
This man is only 55. That's not
what?
It says he's only 55.
I mean, I didn't think he was like hella old, but that's a lot younger than I thought.
Me too.
Wow.
God, my mom's older than him.
Same. That's gnarly. Wow.
Mick Foley, stop. Just stop.
Stop it right now. Do we have a 10 out of 10 would bang?
I'm just gonna say I would totally bang Mick Foley but with my whole heart.
Yeah, like Mick Foley's a guy you marry.
Yeah, just like yeah, yes, 100%.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go Mick Foley also.
And I forgot, like, I mean, being a kid, it's so different, but like he was adorable in those little brown pants. Seeing him now, I'm like, I would date that man.
100%. How would you not, like, how could you pass up the sweetheart of sweethearts?
And also just like a little thick, perfect, wonderful.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's where it's at. Nobody wants to have a fit body.
Okay.
Headed somewhere and then it told, like halfway through just lost it.
He just died. It's like no one wants to
have a brain. Body. Nobody wants a fit body. Oh my god. Chubby boys, we love you.
Yes. Chubby boys all around. We love you.
But nobody wants a fit body.
Jesus, Amanda.
Oh,
yeah, so 10 out of 10 would fully bang in hearts, like little heart eyes, Mick Foley.
Agreed. No offense to The Rock. You're just, I mean, I feel like anytime Mick Foley's around, you're just gonna win.
Yeah.
Like, super simple. It's Mick Foley or nothing.
Yeah, number one in our hearts, Mick Foley.
Yes. close second would be David Arquette.
I was gonna say, like, there's another podcast that I listen to that they say their favorite wrestler of the week, and then someone, a fan or something, has created a list of how many times certain wrestlers have been on their list. Someone needs to do that for us, and who is on our list for who we would bang.
David Arquette's gonna be on my list like 5 million times. Yeah. I don't have any entrance music, do you?
I don't.
Okay, we'll do entrance music. Enter the talking's hard. We'll do entrance music some other time.
Okay.
So that's it.
Yes. Happy birthday. Episode. I was gonna say happy birthday, Amanda.
Oh, thanks.
And everyone go wish Amanda a nice big happy birthday.
Please. I'd appreciate it. Cause I'm a brat. All right. So then if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please rate, review, subscribe. If you listen anywhere else, just make sure you're following us, because that'd be cool beans. Mm-hmm. All I want for my birthday are reviews.
Yes. Everyone make Amanda's birthday wish come true.
All the reviews. So you can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
Or on the Twitter.
HTTW Pod.
And then there's the email.
Hell2paymanagement@gmail.com. Hell2 is the word to pay, mgmt@gmail.com.
And we do have stickers and buttons available. Let's hope I don't fuck this up. At how to talk to your friend about wrestling. .bigcartel.com. I almost said period.
I had to stare at you through the video chat and just be like, eh?
Seriously. Ashley had to give me a thumbs up that I was headed in the right direction. Yeah. Okay, that's it for this week. Until next week, bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.